Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I'd like to talk about some of the species out there that I'm constantly working with. Although my favorite shark is the black-tip shark, Cacoranis lambatus, I like to start with a species that everybody seems to know, the tiger shark, Gallus cerdocuvier. These sharks belong to the group called Requiem sharks, which entail the family of the gray sharks, the Carcharhinidae. Tiger shark is the largest species within this family, but even overall, it tops most of other sharks when it comes to size. Specimens up to about 6 meters are known, and on rare occasion, they can grow even larger than that, but that is very, very rare. Most of the time, you see them around 5 meters, so still pretty impressive. There are a lot of myths out there when it comes to tiger sharks. Let's look at a few before we go into the behavior around humans. Something that truly irks me is that they are called garbage eaters because some indigestible things like cans, license plates, tires and such have been found in their stomachs. Of course, the shark did not go out there to eat a can or so, but that is what people thought. Of course, the shark did not go out there and try to eat a can or a license plate. Of course not. It's what was inside, what was hiding in there. Let's see. There's an octopus hunting, and a tiger shark picks that up. The octopus takes off and looks for crevices, ledges, or anything else he can hide from the tiger. Well, if the octopus does not find anything but comes across a tin can, he may just use that to hide in. You see where I'm going with this, right? It hides in the can, the tiger just grabs the can in order to get to the octopus, swallows everything, digests the octopus, and what remains is the can. So it did not eat the can as such, but was after the inside of it. But at the end, the can is what remains. And that really, really bugs me. How can people just assume that it went after the can? And I dare to say that all the other items found in their stomachs have a similar story. And even it would swallow something by accident. Let's say it sucks in something it knows it was there but too close to something unknown. It can happen just because their mouth, their gap, can be huge. I've seen tigers where the width of their mouth exceeds 0.5 meter or 2 feet easily. So now we covered how some of these indigestible items can find their ways into their stomachs. Let's discuss their intelligence. They are considered being of low intelligence, since they supposedly bite first and then check it out later. Of course, that's nonsense. Unfortunately, as with many shark species, some rather scared people came across them, created some weird stories which all portrayed a tiger the same way, and voila, so many people cannot be wrong. But they were all wrong. It is as simple as that. And that is not arrogance from my part. I've been around them too often and for too long in too many oceans to not know how they truly are. I challenge everybody who believes they are dangerous to jump in with me and show me why tiger sharks should be dangerous. Likely, it's just their size that is intimidating, and agreed, probably their eyes. Of course, if you look at the Caribbean reef shark, for example, you notice the pupils and the eyes overall are rather have a pleasant color. Not so the tiger, in many people's opinion. Since the iris is rather dark, it is a dark brownish color, you won't see the pupil until you get very, very close. And that, of course, is not what people like to do. On the other hand, tigers like to get close once the curiosity is triggered or they drop their cautiousness and that you most likely have to stare at them. I'm smiling right now since I've seen some of my students face a large tiger for the first time and believe me, their eyes got bigger too. Then you often get them in touching distance. Me? I like that since that gives me the opportunity to study them up close and very personal. I like to figure out how a shark ticks under certain circumstances, and being close helps me tremendously. Of course, we will never really know what a shark thinks, but one thing is for sure. They are not these bloodthirsty creatures most people want to make them. Otherwise, I could never take students down there to interact with these tigers. But you know, there's one thing that may make them a bit scarier than other sharks, beside the large size. You know what that is? They like to come from behind. Seriously, You can be down there looking around, and quite often, you have one in your back. Nothing to really worry about, but it can scare you quite a bit when you happen to turn around and one stands behind you and just smiles in your face. I keep telling my students, should a situation arise where you turn around and the shark is right there, get eye contact. Keep staring at them and just wait. They will pass. And until now, this was always the case. Although tiger sharks are at the top of predators' quote-unquote most dangerous sharks list, we have to throw that list in the garbage. If we really want to go into who bites the most or so, then we have to look for the little buggers, like the black tips, especially over at the east coast of Florida. But then again, black tips, maybe 2 meter long, 6-7 feet, if they hold their breath, and yeah, that's not impressive, so it doesn't even sound good for a headline. I'm smiling right now. I can see the headline in front of me. Swimmer nipped by a 1.5 meter long shark. That does not have a ring to it, right? So, even I ask, how can we safely interact with a tiger shark, right? Well, if you understand it or are sane, then it's a no-brainer. But if you haven't taken any courses with us or haven't listened on past Let's Talk Shark, you may have to start from scratch. The most important issue is always the same. To never, ever move away from an approaching shark. No matter what they tell you, get out of water and as quick as you can, all this BS. No. Never, ever move away from an approaching shark. Stay your ground, go into a vertical position, but try not to move your feet. Easy when you just stand in hip or chest deep water. Should you face a shark in deep water where you can't stand anymore, use your arm for sculling to maintain your position and pivot. Move around your main body axis to keep the shark in sight. This general rule of body positioning is nothing new if you follow me through the podcast, but if you haven't, then I suggest you learn it. Go on my other website, sharkschool.org, and check out the research section and you find it. But I repeat it once more. Never move away from an approaching shark. Go into a vertical position. Don't move your feet. Should you be in deeper water, then use your arms for sculling and rotate with the shark to keep it in sight. You may have forgotten why not to move your feet. A shark tries to figure out what you are, right? Water pressure originating from your feet suggests propulsion. What is a natural attractant for a shark? Makos, for example, normally bite the tail of a fast-swimming fish to make them immobile. Now you may say, wait a minute. I've seen plenty of footage from Tiger Beach in the Bahamas where tigers did not swim off when being looked at but swam directly into cameras. True, but not from the get-go. There's a difference between a tiger that is new to a scenario or situation and one that is used to it. Should a tiger approach you from the front, oversteps his inner threshold, and comes into touching distance, then proceed with face guide push move, and I guarantee nothing is gonna happen to you. If I would have to summarize tiger sharks with some common lingo, I'd describe them as either big babies or then dorks, but definitely none of the labels they get in the media. On a final note, not everyone on this planet sees or saw in them monsters. The indigenous people of Hawaii consider them sacred and called them Na'aumakua. And their eyes, which have been eaten at times, were considered having special powers, especially for visual perception. Okay, that's it for today. I hope you learned a few things about tiger sharks. Look for them, they're really funny. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, especially a tiger shark, think about this show. Have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.